What's up, guys?
What's happening?
Just another day.
Just another day, another dollar. What's up?
It's a little toasty in here today, I feel like.
Yeah, because it's not... Well, I mean, it wasn't as cold today. That's the word.
Dude, we can shed
for.
Layers in here.
That's true.
Oh, hold up. Let me get my mask on.
You guys do both have coats on right now, just to say that.
How is that going to work with your headphones, putting that mask on?
I think that's the point. He'll figure it out. He's going to break his mask. That looks like a nice mask. It looks like one of those, like... I mean, businesses ain't giving out that kind of mask.
Actually... No, I think that is that yours? Do you own that one?
Yeah.
Oh.
I would hope he's not putting on like
I'll just hold it.
Somebody else's mask.
That's true.
Hey, so
yeah, I go to the communal mask bin.
Yeah.
At my local church.
Do you guys like let's say you're out and about, you forgot a mask, you have to put a mask on somewhere, and your wife has an extra one. Do you put her mask on? Will you wear her mask?
With the makeup in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done that.
I have done that, but now like I think the laws are in place in Tennessee that they just like can't make you wear a mask, so
Well, yeah, I mean, okay.
But yes, yeah, yes. Yeah. 2 years ago, 100%.
I would, like, if I had to, if I really just didn't have a mask, but I didn't.
2 years ago? That is crazy hearing that. It's been 2 years.
Yeah, man. Technically, like, three, because it started in 2019. Well, it was into 2019.
Dude, that's an eye-opener, bro. I didn't,
COVID-19,
like,
yeah.
I didn't realize until, like, right now that it's been 2 years.
When you guys listen to this, it'll be a few days.
Oh, after. You're going to say exactly what I was about to say.
Today marks the 2 year date that we lost.
You just took off one of all of our topics.
I set a reminder on my phone. I saw that earlier, and I set a reminder on my phone that went off right before I pressed record to bring up Kobe's dead.
You know, if it's sports, I'll bring it up.
I know. I should have. Let's talk about it, though. We didn't have a podcast.
The
Kobe
Bean,
happened.
Boy. Bean.
When Mamba himself, I mean.
RIP Kobe, man. You know, it's something that. It impacted my life. Love Kobe.
Was that your Jordan?
Yeah, I mean.
That's one that impacted. I feel like.
I named my dog after him. So
that one impacted people that didn't really care about sports.
I mean, it was more than just Kobe. It was Gigi, his daughter, and then like four or five other people who were all on the helicopter.
It was like another guy and his daughter.
Yeah, like it was. Because, yeah, they were going to like some. Basketball game for Gigi or something like that, or train yeah. Something.
It was Kobe, his daughter, another guy, his daughter, two more girls, and the pilot.
So it's seven people. Is that
yeah,
right?
I think it was seven.
I mean, that's crazy.
It's a lot of people.
Throw in the mix that a celebrity was on it because you don't hear about helicopter crashes with seven people dying often.
Did you know that someone had like leaked the pictures of the wreckage and the bodies or whatever? One of the like people, one of the people that worked the site or whatever. I don't know if it was a cop or a firefighter or who, but somebody had actually leaked the pictures. And like
this is Brian Laundrie,
yeah. And Gabrielle, I think her name's Gabriella. I think his wife, she like sued and like got a bunch of money.
Yeah, I mean TMZ got in trouble or something. TMZ reported it before she knew.
Yep.
And they got in like, I don't remember. Like,
yes.
Yeah, you guys remember?
I remember that.
That
was a big deal.
Should they get in trouble for that?
I don't. I mean,
how could they know that she doesn't know?
I don't know. I don't know what the because
as
the
a reporter, your job is
to break it.
Yeah, your job is to break it. Get it out as quickly as possible. So how could you... Are you going to call her first? I'm like, hey, do you know about this? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
hey, Miss Bryant.
Talk to your husband lately?
Yeah. Try calling him real quick. See what he does.
Yeah, see what Kobe's phone does if you...
This is terrible. This is terrible. This is terrible. R.I.P. Kobe.
Okay,
man.
Yeah.
We don't want to make light of a terrible situation that's sad, but...
That one's... I think the rough thing for that was, like, you could tell he was... he's going to be super active and like progressing a lot of things too.
Yeah.
You know, there's people that are just amazing athletes and then they retire and you never hear about them again.
Bo Jackson.
And they just live it up. And then there's other ones that are like advocating.
They impact the world around them with their, you know, character.
He had some charitable organization that he'd started I don't know how long before his death, but he was very active in that leading up to his death. And that was, you know, kind of. I mean, I don't know.
Sad, man. That was probably the most shocking death of my lifetime. I remember when Michael Jackson died, not because that I was a Michael Jackson fan, but I remember my mom's reaction to finding out Michael Jackson died.
Yeah, I remember how.
That one was rough.
Well, she was pretty upset.
She was really upset. Bad.
Bro, have you ever seen some of those, like, videos where he, like, does the moonwalk for the first time or something? Dude, people literally pass out and, like, throw up.
Dude, people loved, like...
Oh, my God.
I love J. Cole, but I ain't puking because he did a moonwalk. You know what I mean?
I don't think we love like artists as much as we used to, because we have so many of them.
Yeah, we don't obsess like saturation. They used to.
Yeah, like, because I mean, think of like the Michael Jacksons, the
Justin Bieber,
John Bon Jovi. I mean, Justin Bieber. Yeah,
he might have been. He might have been like one of the last
like just truly losing their minds over. Well, then there's the whole K-pop thing that people just lose their mind.
Yeah, but them Asians, they're different, bro.
Whoa.
No. Well, it's in the U.S. too. I mean, K-pop's huge in the U.S. too.
I don't think K-pop's the biggest in the U.S. Like, it's the biggest in
K-pop in Korea is like...
Yeah. Or Korea, I mean, not...
That's what the K stands for, doesn't it?
Yeah, they lose... What's that one? It's the...
I don't know any of their names.
I know what you're talking about.
Those guys. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. It's like a band.
It's like One Direction, but Asian.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Type that in.
One Direction was, I mean, they were pretty.
No Direction.
Pretty big. No, but I think, Google. To your point, Justin Bieber was like the last big one, because that was like the one that people still love. You know?
The Biebs.
Like, I'm seeing him in like 2 months, 3 months. What month is this?
February? I think January. He's done a good job of transitioning into being like an adult musician. Like,
yes,
changed his genre just enough, still kind of him.
Yeah, and like, it's still, I like his music now.
Is it BTS?
BTS is the big one. I've heard that one.
I've never heard a BTS song in my life.
I'm sure we all have.
Have you ever seen the videos from the concerts from that guy that goes, what Gangnam Style, whatever that song is?
Gangnam Style. You just said the name of the song.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Those videos of concerts.
You talking about my hero?
Insane. There's like 500,000 people at those concerts. It's like bigger than anything, dude.
Dude, you know what I miss? And unless it's legit and we need to bring it back.
What?
We're going to go viral. Okay. You want this podcast to grow?
You're talking about Psy? PSY?
Yeah.
You had to look it up. He's not your hero.
Psy?
Dude, the thing with Gangnam Style is I will literally get on like these random kicks where that I will listen to it on repeat.
Really?
Dude, that song, it builds so hard.
When they did the freeze challenge, the mannequin challenge?
Yes.
Bro, that song.
Is that what you were going to say we should bring back? Oh.
The Harlem Shake.
Oh my God, dude. Whenever I think about the Harlem Shake, I think about the Miami Heat.
I think in my junior year of high school, because that's when that was huge. And you walk through the halls at my high school and people were just obviously
throwing themselves on the ground.
Obviously doing the Harlem Shake. You know, like the freeze and everything. And like you see people hiding or whatever. Or just, you know what I mean? Like this setup where you have one person dancing and all these other people doing like one thing. You're like, okay, they're about to do.
Dude, life was so much better back then when the Harlem Shake was all that we cared about.
Yeah, dude.
Was it COVID and Kobe hurt was people's still alive. Feelings? Yeah, Kobe was alive. People weren't so upset. Back then, people weren't always like offended, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like, when do you think the offended movement started?
I think whenever a lot more people got a platform, and it was a lot. I think everyone's always been equally as offended, but you haven't heard it. You didn't hear about it as much because not everyone had a platform.
True.
I think, social media has like made it more prevalent because everyone can have a voice. And I also think we just haven't had, like, COVID is this weird negative thing where it forces people to stay inside and be more active on social media and stuff. But dude, anytime something really bad happens, it's like typically we come together, people stop worrying about the bullshit. Like we had I hate to say it this way, but we had 9/11.
Yeah.
And dude, after that happened, everybody's like, all right, it's fucking America against the Middle East, whatever.
Someone said, I would never pray for another 9/11, but I would love to have another 9/12.
Right. It's like that thing of like something traumatic happens to your country.
And it brings you together.
Now everybody's like, okay, we got to be on the same page.
Yeah.
Because like the whole united we stand, divided we fall type of thing. So
I agree with you what you said. You told me once you were like, it's almost become cool to be upset.
Oh,
be offended. You know, people feel like it's almost cool to be like, you know, upset or offended by something. And that's the truth.
It's like the negative culture around anything, but like you see it a lot in video games, right? Like new game comes out and it's this groundbreaking thing. And it's like, okay, who can shit on it the hardest first?
I honestly feel like I've been kind of lacking. I haven't been offended by anything yet. I need to be offended by something.
Yeah, I just don't really care.
We need to start. You got to start becoming offended by something.
No.
I think to your point with the social, with like what we're talking about with social media, just kind of like making it a lot more prevalent. I think it's the same is to be said about like stupidity, because everyone's like, people are just not dumber than they used to be.
Eh. So have more access to dumb people now. Yeah. You know what you're saying?
Yeah. Well, dumb people can like make a cult now.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, you can't, you know, like.
And dumb people join that dumb person's cult.
Yeah. So
I feel like part of that touches back on what Bennett said with smartphones. Like, you don't have to be as smart because you always have access to the answer, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
we mean, didn't know the name of that band, and so it's just like, oh, yeah, we just got Google.
Hold yeah, up. And you literally, in 2 seconds, just...
Yeah.
Now we know... I don't even know the name. BT whatever.
Yeah.
I don't, see, that's the thing. I don't even Big remember.
Big Time Rush. Yeah, because you don't have to.
Exactly. And
I
then
feel
the,
like retention
the,
has gone down.
Sigh. Not even the... Yeah, him. What was Gangnam Style. I can't even remember the name of that guy. And that we've not even recorded.
What is in that beer, Michael?
Dude, we've been recording for 10 minutes, and I just forgot
Michael's
two things.
He's three sips in, and he's hammered.
Yeah, that's just, what it is. I feel like just the retention has gone down drastically.
Yeah, and like, you, I mean, because, yeah, you don't have to remember anything. I mean, when was the last time you truly had to just remember something that is... Not even like obviously you got to remember stuff that are beneficial to you.
Memorization now is very short term.
Yeah.
So like you need a short term memory, and it, a lot. This is a whole other tangent, but it, a lot of it is with schooling system the way testing is done. So it's like you don't have to know anything.
You just got to try to remember it.
If you have any type of like study test, you literally 30 minutes before the test you just read through that, remember the answer, and then you got to take the test. Write it all down and then forget it by the end of the day.
Yeah. Whenever I took tests, I would always know what the answer was and try to correlate the answer to something in my brain that I couldn't forget.
Oh, yeah.
Memorization is good for, like, certain things, of course. You know, you can't do it. You're going to need it in, like, some aspect of some degree somewhere. Like, what drugs go together for, like, a pharmacist, for example. Like, you know, there's memorization associated with that. But then there's a lot of fields where it's not memorization, right? It's you have to have an actual working knowledge of the subject matter.
Yeah.
You know, history, for example, I majored in history at one point. History is a culmination of memorization of dates, which people are like, oh, that's all it is. It's not just memorization of dates. You're studying what happened, but to actually understand what happened, you have to have a working understanding of like, what caused the Civil
why
War.
That was the result.
You can't just know what happened. You got to know why it happened and what we can do to prevent
it. Like,
that.
So for the Civil War, for example, I know the year it started, the year it ended, and I know that Abe Lincoln died 5 days after it ended.
Yeah.
I know the Emancipation Proclamation was 1863. I don't know the exact dates of it, but I do have a working timeline of what led up to each event and why each event was important to the story, to our history. And that's the problem. Like, teachers will focus on straight up memorization. My history teacher I had for a Civil War history class was amazing in the fact that there was no multiple choice test. It was all reading and writing. So you have to have a working understanding, and that's how most education should be.
Do you think JFK was an inside job?
Oh yeah, there's two bullets. I mean,
what do you think, Matt?
I mean, yeah,
no, it definitely was, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know why that just kept.
I watched something
brain right there
a long time ago, and I've, funnily enough, forgotten all of it. but I remember like watching it and being like, okay, there's a lot that doesn't add up here.
Yeah, I mean, there was like. The angle doesn't add up. The I think the bullet was different than the gun or something like that. I have seen a theory where if it's not an inside job, one of the Secret Service agents definitely shot him in the back of the head on accident. Have you guys seen that one?
There's no way they would. If it was on accident, though, I don't know why they would try to cover it up as an assassination to cover some guy's ass.
Javi, dude, you can't just be like, yeah, Secret Service agent Bobby.
Yeah, they can't go, JFK. This guy accidentally killed JFK. He's going to prison for life now.
So what happened? So, like, this theory is, like, whatever that guy's name is who shot the assassin.
Yeah, what if you're Secret Service, but you accidentally kill the guy?
I mean,
trying to protect him.
You get fired.
I mean, yes, you definitely lose your job, but like
getting fired is just the bare minimum of what's going to happen.
Can you imagine trying to get a job after that?
You might you might get a job in a different country.
You're the guy that shot JFK.
you
go
might
to
get
Korea.
A,
go to Korea. And
you're
lined up with gold.
You're a high ranking official in Korea. All right.
Yeah.
Join a K-pop.
How many of you all have killed a sitting president?
Mm-hmm. Dude, I bet you know. We talked about this last week about Kim Jong Un. He probably is a pretty cool guy if like you're one of the, like his homies. You know what I mean? Like,
dude, I bet Kim Jong-un is one snide comment
like
away from
two or three people that he's like, look, you're cool. You know, all my stuff's bullshit.
He's like, you know, I'm bullshitting out there.
Like, I have to be able, because he can't hold that, all those lies forever. He's got to have
somebody.
It's all bullshit, but I don't poop. That one was real. That's
but,
what
dude,
says.
He's you know there's times where he's chilling with a buddy or two.
He's hanging out
like, can you believe it? All these people. Like.
I think you should refrain from using that voice.
No, I can. But
That's fun having an Asian but like person on the podcast. Yeah.
Sitting with his buddies like, they think I'm God. Can you believe that? They really don't think I shit. Y'all know I shit.
Now
like,
let's get on Google because they can't.
Yeah.
Dude, I bet he confides in some buddies out there. He's just having a good old time.
You think he has a therapist?
No, I doubt it. I doubt it.
What do you think a therapy session?
You think he's crying in someone's lap with his head in someone's lap and his feet up on a therapy couch?
Therapy is? I don't think you lay down in their lap.
If you're Kim Jong-un, you do.
You know what? If you're Kim Jong-un,
Kim Jong-un, you lay your head wherever you want, dude.
Yeah. They're like, hey, we don't really do that here. And they're like, well, I'm Kim Jong-un, so we're going to do this or you're going
to
die.
I've never been to therapy, but I have seen it in movies and they always lay their head down in their lap.
I've never once seen them lay their head down in their lap. I always see them laying on a couch.
I don't think he's got a therapist, but I definitely you're think he's right got a that. Couple homies.
Yeah, he's definitely got some homies.
You'd lose your mind.
I mean, yeah, you got to have some
unless
boys.
You are so delusional that you believe it.
Dude, yourself. he shits. He's like, what's happening to me?
Like, I guess, you know, I don't never shit, just once. And then, like, he just forgets that he did it. And then the next time he's like, it's again.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That's a tough life.
If he you were shits gonna, in his sleep and thinks it's a wet dream.
If you were going to be, I mean, being a dictator would be the way to go. If you think about it. Like, you wouldn't want to be a president. You say shits in his sleep and forgets about it?
No, he thinks it's a wet dream.
Oh, he thinks it's a wet dream.
Every day he wakes up, he's like, Tony's, again.
Tony's just sitting here talking. Like,
it didn't click, bro. I didn't hear him.
Matt, you're good at the jokes that just take a second for them to hit. And then, like, when they hit, I just can't quit thinking about it. And I start laughing. And I just
picture him every morning to wake up. He's like, again. Like,
oh, gosh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to be a president. That would be very stressful. Being a dictator would be the shit. You just say, you do whatever you want.
I mean, I don't.
Like, is there anything a dictator, like, within his country
dude, I just
can't
think
do?
The problem with a dictator is you just have to bullshit forever. It has to just get exhausting.
At a certain point, your people are going to revolt.
I mean, they ain't doing that shit in North Korea. I mean, it's been decades.
All I'm saying is at a certain point, you piss them off.
Why?
Too
that's
bad.
Why haven't they revolted?
Because they die.
Well,
they
yeah.
get monitored heavily, and if they're like four people meeting together more often than they should be meeting together, they just
man,
get
they
out.
Got a great system
I think that's
up there.
The way. That's the problem is like they can't communicate freely.
Yeah.
In a way to be
I'll
like,
I'll tell you what, they got it down packed up there in North Korea. They know what they're doing. Them oons, Kim Jong Un.
They know how to be.
They said the sister's meaner than him.
Did he kill his brother?
I don't
am
know.
Am I making that up?
I think you're making that up.
I don't know if I am.
I'm pretty sure when he took over, he killed like 12 or 13.
But
like,
do you remember,
I'm pretty sure he killed his brother.
Do you remember like a year or two ago, they were saying he was going to die or something like
that? Yeah, and his sister took over temporarily.
Yeah, and they were saying she was meaner.
I'm pretty sure he killed his brother after that. I don't know why.
Is his sister, is she bad?
I don't know. I didn't know he had a sister.
You're the Asian one. I looked at you whenever I asked.
Tony's trying to get in on a dictatorship.
I looked right at Matt when I said that subconsciously.
I didn't know she was a
figured,
person.
Figured you knew her. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's
we great. All have a Discord channel. Asians are us.
Kim Jong-un just playing Escape from Tarkov, and he's trying to get some buddies on Discord.
It's crazy to me that like how different North and South Korea
Yeah, you don't hear nothing about South Korea. Is it pretty chill down there?
They're like Asian.
They're like
us
right here?
Yeah, it's a democracy. They're thriving over there.
They have K-pop.
I bet
they
do have K-pop. I bet that wall looks so good, dude.
It's just a fence.
It's just a fence?
Yeah. Dude, it's like...
How many people die a year trying to cross them? I'm looking at it.
Like hundreds.
It's literally like...
Well, not that many.
A fence on the border, and I'm pretty sure it's on both sides, and there's only one way... There's like one meeting room that they meet every so often in. And there's literally a line down the middle of the room. And neither of them are allowed legal. Like,
no.
Dude, I swear.
It's crazy.
I watched a documentary on North Korea. Well, it's intense.
Some people do try to cross that. But not a lot of people do because it's just kind of like you're going to die. Like,
you ever seen that video of that person like with the Jeep? They're flying through the roads trying to escape. They shoot them down or whatever.
Yes. Yeah, that's the problem. It's so heavily guarded. I mean, that's not the best route. I watched a video on like the best way to get out of... North Korea, and there's not a good way because if you go north to China, they extradite you if you get caught. But that's the best way. If you go north to China and they extradite you, that's the best way. And get through China,
so
not
get
extradited.
Don't get extradited.
That's the best way to go. And it's still you have to
South
make
Korea.
It through
they
3,000 miles of China.
They did Squid Game, man.
Yeah,
that's where they did it.
Yeah, they're Korean.
I knew they were Korean. I didn't know they did it there in Korea.
They may have filmed it. And
so I understand the concept of keeping people out of a certain place, but I don't understand the concept of keeping them in. Why would you keep them in?
The North Koreans?
Yeah.
Because it's a dictatorship. They don't want anyone leaving.
They don't want anyone leaving.
I think the mindset is if they have an entire populace brainwashed to believe a certain thing, but then one of those people get into South Korea and they're like, oh, everything's a lie.
Pro. Could you imagine you're in North Korea your whole life and you get to South Korea and you're like, this is what it's like?
Yes.
There's a really, I don't know her name, but there's a really famous YouTuber. She was born and raised in North Korea and she escaped. I don't know which way she took. I think she went through the China. She may have went across the border. I don't know. But anyway, she escaped and she's like really big on YouTube, just talking about North Korea, Kim Jong-un, like everything. And I mean, obviously, you know, we hear the stories about North Korea. We know it's all bullshit. But she's given like firsthand accounts of like what it was like growing up in North Korea, what it was like having the Uns as dictators and stuff like that.
The Uns.
Damn, man.
What'd you learn?
I'm gonna deep dive into this shit tonight. I can already tell. I keep looking at them walking and not like they're not crossing this line right here. Like they're like afraid to cross the line. Just cross the line.
Nope,
like,
they won't do it, bro.
They won't do it, man. It's crazy. Some people are so crazy. It's an imaginary line that we made up. And like, this is my side.
Yeah, but with a dictatorship, they're like, yeah, if you come over here, it's an act of war.
But why? Why can't we just hang out? Like I don't understand that mindset. I have too much love in me.
North Korea won't cross the line because they're essentially defecting at that point.
Yeah.
And will be murdered immediately.
Let me tell you something, bro. If I live in North Korea, I am going to devise a plan.
Let's move to North Korea and figure it out.
How about we don't?
I don't want to go there because they're going to look at me weird.
You'll be fine.
They're going to know I'm not from there immediately and treat me different.
Man, yeah, they might think you're the Yao Ming of Korea. They'll be like,
they don't treat Americans too nicely up there, dude.
They'll be like, holy shit.
They're pretty ruthless with them.
You guys, a couple years ago, what is his name? He played with Jordan. Not Pippen.
Rodman?
Rodman. He went to North Korea and like hung out with Kim Jong-un. Made like a documentary about it.
Dude, he said multiple times that Kim Jong-un is dope.
Yeah.
He said he is like really, really cool.
I bet.
He was like, there is a language barrier there, but we got like a translator.
I bet. Dennis Rodman. Now, this is my hot take conspiracy theory. Here you go. I think he burnt out and burnt through a lot of his money. And he went to North Korea, made buddies with Kim Jong-un, got paid to come back and say some nice things about him.
Dude, think about it. It's not a bad trade-off. It's a win-win. Kim Jong-un gets to hang out with the
We're
NBA
saying
player.
It. We're not getting paid.
Kim Jong-un gets to hang out.
I never said there was anything good about the man.
No, but we're saying he's probably dope.
Bro, he's probably sick, dude. When he's not killing, he's probably sick.
Look, if you're on his bad side, which is everybody in the country.
That's the video I told you to play, dude. What the hell?
I didn't mean to play it yet. I was downloading it so I could play it, and it just
put it on the screen. Put it on the screen.
That was awful. I watched half of it.
Full screen it. Full screen.
Okay, here
we go.
We got a video from Tony.
Let me set this up real quick.
So that looks like when Tony did black. Is this when you did blackface, Tony?
Is the volume up? Can we hear this?
This is when you did.
I don't know how the
you did black. You did blackface at Cloudland, right?
No,
that's what this is.
I don't know how the pod's gonna hear it, but
no. We listen, podcast people. We're watching a video amongst the three of us. You guys probably can't hear it. You're going to hear our reactions, but we are going to include the link for this so that way you guys can watch it. Okay.
Is it what's
Follow
the name?
On Instagram,
it's on TikTok. What is it at? Retwords?
I don't even know. We'll have like an actual. We'll do an actual TikTok. Video. We'll do an actual video link. We'll do
yeah, just video. Upload it to our Instagram.
I got you.
Send
got
it to
you.
Me. I'll put it on our Twitter. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Three Guys in Ties.
Go ahead and click play on this video. This is a very quick one. I like this one a lot though.
They're
this one.
All right, we're playing.
This brought me happiness.
They're standing on a balcony, jumping onto pads. Oh my gosh.
Are they dead?
He's not dead.
He's just still. Play it again. I want to see it one more
time.
What
was that at the end right there?
That's an Indonesian.
Oh, shit. What'd I do?
Go back. Yeah, right here.
Okay, so here's the thing is he's on a balcony, probably 15 feet in the air, and he's jumping down onto those like gym pads.
Yeah, the confidence, though.
You know, like those pads they put like in like a halftime show when they're doing crazy dunks? That's what he's about to jump
on.
Well,
if you pay attention here, he's going for a double backflip. Or, I mean, double front flip.
Is he?
He's going for a double.
Let's see how many rotations.
Let's see him knock his teeth out.
See if he gets towards the second rotation.
One.
Oh.
So he could have landed one and stuck it, and then he just kept going.
And he decided he didn't want all his teeth anymore.
What's the over-under on four teeth being knocked out?
I mean, I think four is low.
That's It's a good video.
I don't know. The angle he came in, it looks like it might be more forehead, eyes, and nose.
I think his front teeth are gone.
I'm telling you, it was like 2 in the morning when I found that video, and I laughed for probably half an hour.
I think
watching that video. I watched it so
on repeat
many times, bro. It cracked me up so hard.
Hey, speaking of dictators, Tony, we noticed you got a magic keyboard. Tell us something unique about your magic keyboard that you saved money
bro,
on.
Bro, I hate you, dude.
Just tell
you.
Something unique about it.
What happened?
So Tony, get
a knockoff
ahead,
one. Didn't? No, I'm just kidding.
It's not a knockoff.
It's a real.
Did he buy something else that was stolen?
Hey, man.
He bought it stolen.
Do you think I would buy something stolen?
Yeah.
I would never buy a stolen item off of Facebook Marketplace or Craigslist. All right?
Yeah.
Now, this item right here is not stolen.
How do you know?
I bought it off eBay. All right?
He got a great deal.
I got it for $140.
How much are they new?
$350.
Well, it's the going rate is for a used one around the $150-$160. Okay. That's not a bad rate. It's not stolen, but it is in German.
German keyboard.
Let me see it.
It looks pretty much normal, except for some buttons on the right look a little.
If you look over here, it starts to get a little crazy.
There's a real smooth B.
Yeah.
Like it's real rounded on the top. Upside down chair.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Everyone's making fun of me.
As you should be.
But it still works.
You
can
still type perfectly fine on there, but whenever you go, because I
what happens when you push one of those?
It makes one of those.
Yeah.
But I changed the settings for it to not be in German to be in English, which means that some of like the whenever you hit shift, some of the buttons on the back are not the same. Like if it's an exclamation mark, it might be a money sign now. So that's where I'm like, I don't know what to do because I don't know what it's supposed to be.
Tony's going to get into PC gaming by a German keyboard and he's going to be better than everybody.
Yeah,
dude, apparently there's a, so like there's the standard like WASD keyboard or QWERT or whatever.
QWERTY. Yeah.
But apparently there's like another format for a keyboard that if you are good on it, you can type faster.
Yeah, it's like based off of, I've heard of that. It's like based off of like the most used characters. Those are like the most easy, like they're by like your, where your fingers lay. So like Z is kind of like, where is Z? Z is pretty accessible on like a QWERTY keyboard. So it's not as accessible because you don't use it as often, something like that. Is that what it is there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know too much beyond. I just know that there is a keyboard that you technically.
I'm assuming that people that listen to this podcast probably think I'm a fucking idiot at this point, dude. Of all the things that have been said and I've done, I've talked about me getting pepper sprayed. I don't believe in dinosaurs. I bought a German keyboard. I hit two dogs in one day. Of all the things that I've told these
Any
people,
other stories
man,
you got? You want to spice it up a little bit for us?
There will be so many stories that will just randomly pop into my head. Yeah, they'll just pop into my head, and I'll tell you because I've done so many stupid, crazy things. But I can only imagine what the viewers or the listeners rather that don't know who I am think of me because of the things that I've told in the story, in the positions I put myself in by posting a picture of me getting pepper sprayed.
Yeah, that's your contact picture for me now.
Yeah,
it's a lot
of people's contact picture for them now.
It's a good contact picture, honestly. It's just I want to be reminded of that as often as I think of you. I just want to think of you getting pepper sprayed.
So many people have brought that up to me already.
I only have like 2 contact pictures, 3. One's my wife and it's us. But I have yours where you got pepper sprayed, and then a guy Isaac that we work with,
Hezbollah.
His picture is Hezbollah. Whenever.
So every single person,
I forget about his and I die laughing every time I see it.
Funny. Every single person that's in my phone that I regularly talk to has to have a profile picture. It's a rule.
His is like Phineas.
His is real life Phineas and Ferb. I know he hates that. It's okay.
Mine is.
I know. I changed it.
What did you change it to?
The picture of you at my wedding.
Aww.
Because I saw the look on your face that came upon every time I talked about the real life Phineas and how upset it made you, so I changed it.
I think you're over-exaggerating how that made me feel.
No.
First time I saw
it. Many people have expressed that you do not like this.
First time I saw that, I was like, all right, dick.
And then the second time you said something, you're like, okay, we get it. It's a joke. And I was like,
Is mine still Seth Rogen?
Yours is Seth Rogen.
When he's a cop in Superbad.
Yeah.
That's a good movie. That's an underrated movie.
It looks
right
just
there.
Like him.
With the stash.
Hold on. I'll show you right now my phone. I'll show you my phone.
I don't have a lot of contact pictures. I have one on Kayla, which is just like a picture of me and her at your wedding, actually, funny enough.
This is a dope scenery.
I liked it. Well, it was actually right before your wedding. It was the what we were talking about right before.
When we were shit hammered.
When we were shit hammered, yeah.
Right before your wedding. That's Matt.
Okay, that does look just like Matt.
That looks
hilarious.
Like you, dude. I made that your profile picture like a week after knowing you.
I really don't have a lot of pictures on like my contacts. Like, yeah. I have a couple like those generic ones. I randomly on Jay Hill, there's a picture, like his Facebook picture. His old picture. Yeah, I don't know why that is. I didn't do that.
I can't look at the initials on the side of my screen all the way down. Everyone has to have a picture. Everyone.
Everyone. Does that bother you?
I can't do that. No, I can't do that right there. So that right there initials. Is crazy.
I text a lot of, like, I have a lot of texts of just no pictures in between.
Yeah, I text people all day. I'm in like 20 group chats. Every one of them have to have a picture. I will go on your Facebook.
You did put a picture in our group. We have a group chat, and he did put a picture on our group chat. That's one of the few, if you notice, that actually have a picture on my phone.
I can't. It kills me not seeing pictures. Really? I'm like a child. I have to see the picture. I don't want to read nothing. All right, I have to see who it is I'm talking to.
That's like a new form of OCD.
I don't know what it is. I'm the only one that I know that does that. Like
that's one I've not heard of.
Whenever I meet someone, like whenever someone new starts at work and I know they're going to be there, because you know we're going to talk to them in a group chat every fucking day, I go to their Facebook immediately. I go on there, I go get a picture off their profile, I screenshot it, assign it, delete it, done.
Do you ever like forget any of them and like just have a picture of like some random girl and you're like,
No, I'm pretty good about it. That'd be funny. About it. I mean, even then, I tell my wife, like, listen, I'm crazy.
I mean, I'm sure she hears, like, your problem with, like, initials, which is a weird problem, but, you know.
With what? With initials? Which one? What are you talking
like
about?
Like, seeing the initials.
Seeing the initials.
The gray
yeah.
blank picture.
No, can't. Yeah, I can't do it.
One other sports thing, and I know nothing about the sport. Michael, how much do you know about baseball?
I know the rules.
Tony.
I played it.
Like,
yeah, but none of us actively watch baseball. Yeah, yeah. So they did their like Hall of Fame induction yesterday or the day before. Have you heard of Barry Bonds?
Never. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I do know what you're about to say. Actually,
they
saw a tweet about it.
They snubbed him, and this was his last year of like eligibility to be inducted in the Hall of Fame.
Really?
So based off now, the board can overturn it.
They're not gonna, dude.
Like, the board can come together and be like, hey, actually, we messed up. We're going to put him in.
Yeah.
But, like, retroactively do it. But as it stands right now, he will never be in the Hall of Fame.
I mean, Barry Bonds is a legend.
Dude.
I don't know that.
Pete Rose is a legend. He ain't in it.
Pete Rose got banned from it, though, for betting.
Also, Roger Clemens.
That's bullshit. That's stupid. He should be allowed to play.
I mean,
he'd be allowed to be in the Hall of Fame.
I get. Okay, so on the Pete Rose thing, because he always bet for himself to win. I get that. But the argument is
yeah, the problem comes in if he's betting to lose and then throw.
What if he was betting to lose and
he was cheating? They don't have the definitive proof that he never bet to lose.
They don't have a definitive no. Or a definitive yes.
So you kind of have to take the safe
route. All they have is stats, and his stats are crazy, so put them in.
You have to take the safe route in Pete Rose.
I go the legal route and say innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah.
They have the proof that he bet on games though.
That's not illegal.
But not on them to lose.
You're not allowed to bet if you're
It is.
Partaking
it is
in
is
the
it,
game.
Is
yeah.
It, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it is illegal to bet on
games. Dude, did you ever hear that story about back in like the late 90s when those NBA refs were they were colluding together with the mafia to rig games?
Yes.
It's a real thing
that
happened.
I have not heard of that. That sounds
Yes,
dope.
Dude. The
not dope.
The
awful,
NBA refs but. Were colluding with the mob and putting wagers together for games and then rigging the games. Through like ref calls and shit like that to make the outcome work for the bet. And one of the refs came out and was like, I've done it. He went on podcasts. He went on like all this like press tour talking about it. It was crazy, dude.
Yeah.
And no one talks about that now.
Dope.
You'll never hear SportsCenter talking about that.
Dude, they did the same thing with...
Not dope. That's actually awful,
no, that's
but that's
sick.
A cool
that's
story.
Cool.
They did the same thing with sumo wrestling. Apparently there was a way to like structure it to where like this guy will always win. And it's
Kim
like...
Jong-un?
They could like manipulate it in a way. So it's the same exact thing, like Asian mafia.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we're just, yeah, we'll bet, you know, 30 trillion yen on this guy.
Yeah, that's probably like $1 million right there.
I've been doing a lot of mafia research lately myself.
Have you trying to join one? Or
just, I just think it's interesting.
How do you get in if you're not blood related?
Okay.
I don't think you can.
No, you can. You do have to know a relative or somehow like be, you know, very close to someone that's in. Most of the people that are in the mafia, most people already know who they are. It's not like a hidden thing.
Yeah.
Most people in the mafia already, it's out there that they're
it's
in the mafia.
This family.
I guess they do have undercover cops and infiltrate, so you don't have to be blood related.
It's family and things like that. But you have to be a made man. That's what it's called, being made. You have to be made to be able to get in. So what they do is they take you to a house and they'll take you into like a basement and they'll make you recite a bunch of words. You have to cut your finger and drop a drop of blood on like a cross, I think it was.
Sounds like a fraternity.
Yeah, dude. Shit's wild. And then you have to recite the verses that they give you. I can't remember what it is. I'm off on a lot of this. And then after that, they take a lighter and they burn your finger. They take a lighter and they like burn your...
cauterize it?
I don't know. They burn your finger and then you're in.
I feel like there should be more steps.
That seems pretty...
I mean, that
No. Those are literally the steps.
There's like 100 million dudes who joined a fraternity who I feel like went through worse.
Yeah. But their jobs weren't to murder people.
I mean...
Like
depending on the fraternity
and the rules, I think they said the rules were you're not allowed to speak to another member's wife. You're not even allowed to speak to her. Like that's one of the rules.
That just seems problematic at like a dinner party. Yeah. What if she's sitting next to like the food you want?
No, the ladies sit with ladies.
That's her. This is what I'm doing.
And the guys sit with guys.
Yeah.
That is how that goes.
Yeah. You do not speak to another man's wife.
I mean, like, hey, Tony, can you ask your woman to pass you the mashed potatoes you can pass me the mashed potatoes?
Hey, can you ask her to give me some salt, please?
like, what if she, like, before you ask...
Hold up. If I'm in the mafia, ain't nobody also in the mafia handing me shit. There's a waitress, a server.
That is true. We are over... Okay, you're right.
A butler.
You know what?
Bro, you got a stable of people in there.
Thank you for poking a hole in this made-up scenario that I just had.
Bro, that's too big time. Hey, can you pass me the taters? Fuck no, dude.
Give me them taters!
Yeah, I'm in the mafia.
Jesus Christ, you just broke my eardrums.
I don't think that's how the mafia people talk.
God, I'm deaf now.
No, I'm
give
not.
Give me them taters.
Yeah, bro. I kill people for a living. I'm not handing you anything.
Prison mafia talk. Give me them taters.
Yeah. God. Have you seen that movie? I think I've referenced it before, but the movie Life with Martin Lawrence and Eddie Murphy.
It is so good.
You guys should watch it.
Really?
But they get, it's like back in racist times, like hella racist times. And they get like falsely accused of murder or something and end up getting life in prison.
You did tell me about this.
Super backwards ass prison.
Yeah.
But dude, there's this like 400 pound, 6 foot five, just like monster of a black guy. And their first day there, he's just sitting there. He's like, you going to eat your cornbread? And bro, still to this day, I think about that. But that's the mafia guy asking for taters. It's like, yeah, I'm not passing you anything, buddy.
Nah.
We got people for that.
Nothing. They were such bad dudes too, man. What was the name of the
I would like to be like the attorney for the mafia.
Have you guys ever watched Ozark?
I'm watching the fourth season right now.
Caught up at all. I'm actually still in season two, but like the attorney for the cartel.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think of. Yeah, like that. She's
Narcos.
Dope.
On Narcos, his attorney.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, no, his attorney's kind of a...
Here's the great thing with being an attorney is it's this weird mix of like you're an inside guy and you're also an attorney for a bad guy, but they won't do anything to you. Like the mafia or mob won't do anything to you because they've told you
that's your legal counsel.
Until they do.
Yeah.
Narcos. Yeah.
Yeah. Until they flip the switch on that one.
But the one in, and I'm not far enough, she might be dead where you're at. I don't know. Because she's still very much alive and still very much causing problems for Jason Bateman.
Mm-hmm.
Marty, whatever.
He's such a good actor, man.
Dude, Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul.
Oh, my God. Saul Goodman is the greatest lawyer of all time.
I've watched Breaking Bad. I've never watched Better Call Saul.
I've watched the first maybe two seasons. I've for sure watched the first season, maybe the second season.
Some people say that Better Call Saul is a top 10 show of all time.
I mean, really? Breaking Bad's the best show of all time.
I'm telling you, I've looked up like every list of top TV shows of all time just because I was like, hey, I'm gonna get a new TV show. Better Call Saul popped up in a lot of them.
You know,
Breaking Bad was in like top five of everyone, but Better Call Saul was definitely up there too.
You know what, like, it kind of turned me off on Better Call Saul was his brother. I can't think of his brother's name. It's been a while. Have you guys seen any of that show?
No, I didn't watch it.
His brother in the first season, dude, it'll just annoy you.
Really?
He annoyed me to the point of me not wanting to watch the show because I didn't want to see him talk anymore.
Damn.
That's how, like, it's just such an annoying storyline.
Who?
Saul's brother.
Oh, okay.
And
who plays his brother? Do you know?
I don't know who plays his brother. And it's not anything wrong with the actor. It's just the storyline of it. He's like, the thing is like, he went to some like really prestigious law school.
Yeah,
started a law firm with him and a couple buddies, whatever. And he like is scared of electricity, like allergic to electricity or something like that. And that's like that's what the first season's about.
Wow.
Just so you know, like that's
whole.
I mean, there's other parts. I mean, there's characters from Breaking Bad that show up too. But like an overwhelming, I'd say 30% of the show is about his brother in the first season.
Damn.
And whenever the storyline really just annoys you to the point where you don't want to watch it already and it just keeps coming back, you're like, God, like I don't want to do this anymore.
I got a new TV show. I've actually finished the first season. That's all there's in it. But I think you guys would really... I think, Matt, you would really enjoy it. Rose, I think you... I don't know what kind of shows you like, really. But
what's the show?
It's called Yellow Jackets.
Jackets. Yeah, you were talking about that the other day. It's super trippy.
You've never heard of it?
Is it about bees?
No.
Yellow Jackets, I'm sorry.
It is like Lost. It's like Lost.
Okay.
But with like a different twist. So let me set it up for
it's
you.
Almost like Lost with
a better ending.
It can't what worse. Is the it's not Ooh. Animal Farm, but what's the
Lord one, of the Flies. I don't know. I just
That might be it. I think that's
or
it.
Or like Lord of the Flies is where like a bunch of like
the kids
get 8 to 14 year olds getting a plane crash.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah. Yep. That's exactly what it's like.
It
oh
is,
really?
Is yeah. Lord of the Flies with combined girls? With Lost.
Listen, I saw it. It's on Hulu, right?
I think it is on
yeah,
Hulu.
Yeah, I saw it the other day.
Dude, it's crazy.
Really?
It's
it looked just crazy. Like Lost. Not Lost. It looked just like, I think it references Lord of the Flies in like the description
it
of
does.
It.
It does. Dude, it's insane. So essentially the premise is that this girl's soccer team is like the best soccer team in the country. And they're going to nationals and they have to fly, I think, to Canada or something or London or something. They have to fly somewhere. To go to nationals.
Sounds like internationals at this
I
point.
I don't know.
I'm just nitpicking.
But as they're going up there, the plane goes down.
Okay.
And it's in the forest, and it's in like the Rockies or something. You know what I mean? Like it's not anywhere.
So they're inland?
I don't know. They're in...
I guess they probably wouldn't know either.
They crash, I think, somewhere upwards of Canada is what it said.
Okay.
And it's in like upwards of like the Rockies where they're not able... People don't know where they're at. No one knows where they're at. Well, they were stuck in the woods for 18 months. Through the winter, through everything. And they survived. Some of the people survived. So you're following two storylines. You're following the storyline of them while they're there in 1996, and you're following the storyline of them today.
In
2022. 20
whenever.
Yeah. So you're following both those narratives and trying to find out what happened while they were there.
That sounds pretty cool, actually.
It's pretty cool, right?
It's like season 5 of Lost. It's season 1. Yeah.
Dude. It takes some turns.
I can imagine.
Because the whole world knows about this soccer team. So the whole world's like, some of these girls became politicians. Some of these girls became drug addicts. You know what I mean? Like, the whole world's like, tell us what happened while you were out there. They won't talk about it.
Some of them didn't make it.
I think people got 8.
Some of them didn't make it. Some people got 8. It's a Dahmer party situation.
It gets very gruesome and it gets very crazy towards the end.
I can imagine.
They do some shit.
Is it pretty like showing like the stuff? Like it's pretty.
It does. It. You don't see a lot of gruesome shit, but a lot of gruesome things happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're alluded to. Right?
They're alluded to and they're happening, but you don't see. There is one scene where I was like, oh, God, I can't see that. But dude, it's good. It's really good.
I'll give it a shot.
Like,
you know.
It did give me Lost vibes.
Yeah.
Like, heavy Lost. There's one moment
better
than Lost?
Because, like, season four and five of Lost,
if we're comparing the first season of this to the season 5 of Lost, yeah. But if we're comparing this to season 1 of Lost.
The first two, it's been a while since I've watched
first
Lost.
First 3 seasons.
Is it the 3 seasons is where the cutoff is?
Yeah.
First 3 seasons of Lost, I mean.
Amazing.
Oh, my God.
So, is this one better than the first season of Lost? No. But is it up there?
Good
with
enough
like
to watch?
You very, dude.
Okay.
Very. And it's so good that, like, I'm one of those people, if I like a show, I really start to binge watch it.
Yeah.
I started to binge watch this one. Like, I was like, I got to get to the next episode.
Do you know what show I think you would like a lot? That? The 100. You ever watch that?
Dude, a lot of people talk about it. That's the one where they're like, there's 100 people up in that space thing. And they're
well,
trying to
it's
Earth.
A lot more than 100 people.
I've seen
but 100 thing. Come
I've seen
down.
100 come down.
Down,
yeah.
I've seen the first episode.
So
I haven't watched anything other than that.
That show, now I've not finished it. I think there's like 7-ish seasons now. I've not finished it. I watched...
That's a CW show.
Sure. I watched it on... So I watched it originally.
It is kind of teeny after a while.
Does it get teeny after a while?
Well, I mean, it gets... Like, obviously crazy shit happens, but it's just...
Like high school drama-y?
To be fair, I watched it. So they're on season 7 or 8 now, and I watched the first 2 seasons.
Yeah,
and I was finished. I was caught up.
Yeah,
I never went back after the second season. Here's so that, like, see, I can't
that right there.
I can't speak on anything after the second season.
If you and watch a show and you stop on season 2,
well, can't. I'm not good at waiting on shows. And I also, this was 7 years ago. So if it is teeny, I was a teenager. I was 19. So, yeah. You know, so like it very well could be. So if it doesn't hold the test of time.
Yeah.
My bad. I will say something that me and Kayla just binged. This is what I wanted to talk about last week, but we finally finished it all. We watched all 5 Scream movies last week.
Really?
Yeah.
How were they?
Oh my God. You guys seen them?
I've seen a couple.
I love them.
I'm sure I saw one when I was younger, but after a Scary Movie, Scream was no longer scary to me in any way.
Well, it's not scary.
It's nostalgia. It's like when you watch The Goonies. It's like you just want to watch it.
You know what I love so much about Scream? The entire 2 hours of that movie, and this is each of them. The first one's a little different, but the 2 through 5 are just making fun of themselves.
Yeah.
And other horror movies. And like it is... Yeah. I don't know. There's something about it that I'm just sitting there like, I love this. Because like every cliche that you could think could happen is going to happen, and they're going to address it before it happens. And then it happens, and you're like, I'm happy that that just happened.
Yeah.
Like, I'm happy you told me that was going to happen, and then it happened.
And then it did.
Yeah. The only one I don't love is the second one. I think that one has the... No, I'm sorry. The third one. I think the third one has the weakest storyline by far. It's not as funny. But the 1, 2, 4, and 5... Phenomenal.
Bro, after a Scary Movie and What's Up.
Yeah.
I'll probably never watch a Scream movie, honestly. Bro,
the new one's in theaters right now, and it was, amazing.
I think my biggest issue right now is I'm watching so many TV shows at one time.
Bro, you remember that Scary Movie where the dude's in the wheelchair and they're having like a basketball breakdown scene?
Yes.
That's a guaranteed way to make me laugh. If like my pet dies or something, show me that.
I think this week I've watched... And this is not a joke. I watched Ozark this week.
Yellow Jackets.
Dexter. That's 3 shows.
Have you finished it?
Blacklist?
I've already finished Dexter. Blacklist I've watched. That's 4 TV shows.
You finished the new season?
Of Dexter?
Yeah.
Yes.
How'd you like the ending of it?
I did not like the ending.
I was talking to Alan as he finished the last...
Is Alan a big fan?
Yeah, I mean...
He was.
He was.
Until the way they ended.
I was in a Discord call with Alan while he finished that. And he's like, how the fuck do you mess up the ending...
Dude.
And then reboot it and mess it up worse.
So,
I've not seen any Dexter, by the way. I know the original ending. I don't know the new ending to it.
It's so hard to talk about this with people that don't watch it, but the first ending was bad.
Yeah, like he like survives a hurricane or...
He survives a hurricane.
Becomes a lumberjack or something.
Becomes a lumberjack. Yeah. And the last thing
and
you see...
And quits murder.
To what we know.
Right, right.
Until this season, I'm sure.
And
I got an itch for murder.
Literally, the last thing you see is
him...
As a lumberjack with a beard, just looking out a window. That's it. That was it. And they ended it. And I was like, that sucked. But 7 years went by. So I was like, I made peace with it. It is what it is. One of my favorite shows ever. Then they announced they're coming back. And I was like,
oh, they're going to fix this.
Oh, my God. To my surprise, they're going to fix what is top 3 worst ever. Which, coincidentally,
Lost.
The other two
Lost
are my other two favorite shows. All right.
Game of Thrones is the only show has a worse ending to me than Lost does.
So I was like, you know what? I can finally say that I'm not solely a lover of bad endings. Okay, one of the three is going to rectify its you know, wrongdoings. They start off on a really weird foot with he's like, he lives up here, he started a new family or new life or whatever. That's awesome. Okay.
They have like kids and stuff? Or
He's dating a girl that's got a kid. His kid from... 15 years ago comes and finds him. I'm telling you guys this because I'm assuming you guys are never going to watch.
No,
this
show. I have zero interest in watching.
To the people that are listening right now and that are currently watching Dexter, the new season, shut your ears or move forward because I'm spoiling shit and I don't care about you right now.
Just skip ahead like 2 minutes. Yeah. I'm sure that'll get.
So he lives in this town and his son comes and finds him and his son's got these dark tendencies just like him and he's trying to fix it. And his girlfriend that he's dating is the police chief for that town. Who has never been able to solve a fucking case worth of shit, but
somehow got chief.
Somehow became chief and can't tell that she's dating a murderer. Okay, and then towards the end of the show, I know that none of this is making much sense to you guys because you don't watch it, but there's someone from the first part of the show, the last season before this season, that he killed his best friend's wife. He killed his best friend's wife, essentially.
Yeah.
And it was blamed on somebody else. So now this guy, the guy that he killed his wife, knows that he's here. He finds out towards the end of the season. And we're like, oh my God, we're going to get to see them.
Oh, and he knows that Dexter did it.
No, now he knows because Dexter pretended like he was dead. He made everyone think he was dead. So everyone's like, he's dead. Well, now he knows this guy's alive, which solidifies he did it.
Yeah.
All right. So he knows we're like, okay, one more episode's left. We're going to get to see this face to face. This is insane. This is what we've been waiting for 7 years. The guy is on the phone. He's like, Dexter's alive? And they're like, yeah. And he goes, I'll be there tomorrow. You never see him. We never saw him again. They never showed a face to face or nothing.
What do you mean? Like, how are you going to set it up?
They were going to set it up to like, the guy that
it was setting up the whole time, this guy's wife got murdered by Dexter.
Yeah.
And Dexter had faked his death, but this guy knew. And then he like finds out definitively, hey, Dexter's alive. And he's like, okay, I'll be there. Season ended?
I'm getting there.
Oh, I'm
so gonna say, so we're like, okay, he's like,
there's a whole other episode, right?
Like, yes. Yeah, but it builds up to like, yeah, okay, like next episode, they're gonna clash.
Next episode, they're gonna meet each other. It's gonna happen.
Hey, two more minutes, guys.
They're gonna clash. And then the episode comes. There's a couple other storylines that are going on that you guys aren't gonna be able to keep up with. And he gets into it. His son realizes that his dad, who he knows is a killer at this point, killed someone that he cares about, which was his coach or whatever. And his son, like I said, he had dark tendencies. The entire season, he wanted to be a killer. That's just in his blood, right?
Hasn't killed anyone yet?
Hasn't killed anyone yet that we know of, but he's hurt people bad. Okay. And has almost killed a lot of people. In the last episode, he goes, I wouldn't be this way if it wasn't for you. You're the reason why I'm this way. And he kills Dexter.
The son kills the dad.
That's it. His son kills his dad, and that's it. We never see the clash between the two of them that we've waited for. We never see anything. There's no rectifying of the decisions. The Bay Harbor Butcher, no one knows nothing. It's ridiculous, dude. And it makes me so mad. They could have just left it. Alan, you're listening right now.
Yeah, but bro,
you know
a son killing a father is always a good story.
No. That is cool and all,
right?
Yeah, but
the reason
Star Wars, listen, Kylo Ren kills.
So that's what the producers were feeling too, right?
Han
what
Solo.
You're saying
it just doesn't sound good to me though.
Hey, hold on. Let me tell you why it didn't work.
Well, hold on. It's this weird mix though of like he hasn't to our knowledge, son hasn't killed anyone yet, right?
Yeah.
And so it's like you're the reason I'm fucked up. You're the reason I'm this way. And then his first act of murder is killing the reason he's that way.
Yeah. The problem that the viewers, myself, we had with it was that in Star Wars, you're my father, kills him, whatever. You had an emotional connection to those two characters.
Yes.
You had been built up to that moment for a long, long time. We met this kid.
Yeah, one of them for 40 years.
We met this kid we knew him for 6 weeks. We don't care about him. So we don't want to see him kill his dad. Like, we don't have
it's
any
also
emotional bond.
That thing, too. Like, why even introduce the guy that's been hunting him if it's not going to be him that gets...
It literally was, they did it so poorly, dude. Like, there's a poll going on right now. I was like, which would you have preferred? Just for Dexter being left alone or this boot? And everyone's like, just if it would have been the way it was, I would have been fine. But this just took me over the top. Okay, rant over.
Here's what they could have done. They could have had Guy come, right? Going to kill Dexter. Dexter's son's like, I'm not letting you kill my dad. He kills the guy.
Yes.
Yeah, that'd
then
be a good episode.
Dexter. Is
a good part,
admit, like claims that he did it. He's like, no, I killed him. So his son doesn't get in any trouble. And now Dexter is like, this is a lesson.
You're speaking into the mic things that people, millions of people all over the world are saying. And
we didn't
even
watch the
show.
Didn't
you didn't even watch the show. And
ever.
You,
I've
and
never
you,
seen
you
an
knew.
Episode of
it. We went through 10 seasons of this shit, bro.
Yeah, bro.
You
but wouldn't that
five
be a
you listen to 5 minutes about the show, and you're like, yeah, that's what they should have done.
That's a dude, dope ending.
Yeah. There's millions of people. Because
there's
Earth
redemption
right now.
For Dexter.
Yeah.
There is this now question of like, oh, damn, his son killed, but it was for good, so maybe he's not all bad.
Spinoff opportunity.
They get
the guy.
They're
trying to do a spinoff right now, and no one wants it.
They get the guy that they've been alluding to this whole time that's going to come show down.
Showtime, you guys ruined this for me.
You know what Game of Thrones?
HBO, Showtime.
Dude, we need to be at a writer's table.
You know what
Game of Thrones? I need to be at a writer's table.
The world would love you right now. That is the ending we want.
That's a good ending.
That's a great ending.
You know what Game of Thrones? You should. We'll talk. You know what Game of Thrones should do?
He's like, we'll talk. We're
going
to get a show going.
Yeah. You know what Game of Thrones should do? Because they're making all these, not remakes.
The prequels and
prequels and stuff. Put that idea to the side for a year.
Okay.
remake season 8 for us.
They're not going to remake it.
I know.
They're not.
They need to.
They're going
to
leave it, dude.
Okay, I'm looking at this list right now of like some of the top shows, and the lists vary.
Yeah.
The consistent is like Sopranos.
Yeah, that one's huge.
It's huge. The Wire.
The Wire. I was going to say, that one's big.
Have you guys ever watched The Wire?
No, but it's huge. No.
And Breaking Bad, obviously. So on this list, I'm going with this one because I think Michael would like it. Breaking Bad's number one.
Of course it is. Best show of
all
time.
Then, according to IMDb, outside of the like Planet Earth, Blue Planet bullshit, Breaking Bad is the highest rated show.
Yeah, and like Sopranos is second, right?
Yes, it's really up there. So according to this list, Breaking Bad 1, which we all have watched, love, right?
Great show.
The Wire. None of us have watched it.
Never seen it.
Maybe we should watch The Wire. Maybe we should do that. 3, Last Airbender.
Avatar.
I respect that.
Ratings-wise, based off of IMDb. 4, despite the shitty last season, Game of Thrones.
Yeah, that's huge. It's one of the biggest shows ever.
Game of Thrones, I'm not kidding, man. The first 7 seasons and the first 3 episodes, and there's only 6 episodes in the final season. I mean, you can't beat it.
Do you think the problem is they were ahead of the books at that point?
I mean...
Yeah, he wasn't writing books. He wasn't writing books. So
every season that they had that was based off of his book was fire, right?
There's an obvious decline after the books end, which I think is after Jon Snow dies and then comes back so the books end. So
see,
there is a decline.
That's the thing of like, it doesn't matter how good they are at production and casting and all that kind of stuff, that the guy with the idea, if they don't have that him to feed off of like... I'm sure he worked. Did he work?
He worked on it.
I'm sure he worked with them.
The
but
final
like,
season was just lazy, dude.
Yeah.
They left like a Starbucks cup in there. They, I forget, they screwed something else up.
There's a lot.
And they never talked about the many-faced god.
Yeah.
You noticed that? After the seventh
never
season,
talked about it.
They never talked about that again. That was one of the things I was more interested in. I want to know more about the many-faced god because, do you know, you watched.
I forgot about that.
No, yeah. you never did watch. Game, or did you?
I didn't
You've watched the first season like 30 times.
Yeah, I've watched.
You still
watched
haven't watched the full thing?
Seasons of it, but not.
How did you?
I've watched. Okay, here's the thing. We've talked about this. I've watched the first season a lot. And, bro, it blew my mind. I'm like, Ned Starks, he's the dude. And then he's up there. I'm like, a little girl with a bow is going to, like, save him from execution.
Yeah, you hope she's going to save him.
Because,
yeah.
You know, that'll be a redemption moment for her. Like, hey, you can do boy shit now. And then Ned Starks is still alive.
Yeah.
And then Ned Starks dies. And, bro, I was like, what is this?
Yeah. Dude, Sean
I did
Bean,
not expect it.
Sean,
expect that.
Sean Bean after that and Stranger Things, he's like, I'm not dying in shows anymore.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm done dying. Because he dies in everything.
He was Aragorn in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
He dies in that.
He died. Like, if Sean Bean is typecast for the guy who dies.
I'm pretty sure in the first movie of Lord of the
violently.
Rings.
Violently.
How did you feel? I know you can't really entertain this conversation.
But I've watched all the important episodes, if that makes sense.
How did you feel about how Cersei died?
Oh, I hated it.
I loved it.
Cersei's my favorite character by a mile.
Too. She's mine too.
Which one's Cersei?
Sorry, we had to fist bump. You're the first person I've ever met.
I love Cersei.
Who says Cersei's their favorite other
Cersei
than me?
And Tyrion.
Cersei, yeah, and Tyrion, yes.
Yeah, I love Cersei.
Yes.
She's a badass, dude.
Dude, Cersei takes, I mean, she doesn't care.
She's got, I think it was some of the best acting.
She doesn't.
Oh, the Lannister lady?
Care.
Yeah, the way she died.
The one that fucks her brother?
Yeah. That's why I loved it. She died with her brother.
I hated how she died. I thought it was disrespectful. I wanted her to die more viciously.
Really?
I knew she had to die. I'm okay with her dying. I accepted that way.
Am I gonna rewatch Game of Thrones?
But I feel like
is it only on HBO?
Yes.
I got you.
Jamie.
I got you.
I didn't like Jamie's death either. I thought it was weak. Jamie should have died when he got stabbed, but whatever. Cersei's my favorite. Whenever
she should have got ate by direwolves.
When she blew up that church.
Yeah.
I was like, all right.
I saw that.
I was like, okay.
I was like, this is wild, bro.
Cersei's the one. Like, she is the craziest. Like, she has earned the throne.
And then my third favorite's Hodor. I love Hodor. Hodor.
Do you know Hodor's backstory?
He doesn't know it. It's too much.
He's the wolf's brother, right? No, who's the wolf's brother?
The wolf's brother.
Or the... Doesn't the wolf...
He's the wolf.
It's just a wolf.
That guy? With the burnt face?
Oh, the hound.
You're talking about the hound.
You're talking about the mountain. That
the mountain,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
It's
good.
What's
fight.
His name?
The hound in the mountain.
Super Scandinavian.
Yeah, he's like the strongest dude in the world.
Yeah.
Dude, he's doing a boxing match against
who?
Who is it?
I don't know.
Eddie Strong or something.
That's yeah. his,
like,
great
his,
name.
Literally his name. But he had the Eddie or whatever holds like the deadlift world record. And really? Then Hafþór Bjornsson.
Hafþór Bjornsson
is the other guy's
name.
Yeah,
he's a badass dude.
Dude.
You ever seen that video of him when he was like fighting with Conor McGregor? They were like boxing each other?
Yes.
It's wild, dude.
But, dude, they're doing a boxing match.
That's
crazy. And I saw a video of Hafþór like punching, like in training, punched a dude
scary
like that had the full body thing on.
Yeah.
That's scary. Tough, bro. But I think Eddie whatever has got that like Tyson. When he's a dog, bro.
I feel bad for the people listening that don't watch Dexter, Lost, Game of Thrones.
or know anything about boxing.
They're like, I just don't even know who anyone is right now they're talking about.
Hopefully their energy's keeping them around. I don't know.
I appreciate you guys if you're still tuned in, because that's Cersei don't mean nothing to y'all.
One of my favorite memes is, it's a picture of Hafþór Bjornsson, who's like 6'7", 350, 0% body fat.
Imagine the strongest man in the world. That's who we're talking
about.
And
his wife is like 5 foot tall.
Yeah.
And then it's a picture of a hamster trying to eat a banana. Dude, it's my favorite. I laugh every time I see that
one. I think Alex sent me that one too.
It's like it hits in the childish part of me still.
Alan gets more shout outs than anybody on this podcast. And like, he deserves it. He provides a lot of memes and a lot of stuff to
big
talk
homie.
About sometimes. God, I don't know. I just was about to talk about Cersei some more, but like, it's just.
Xerxes wild.
It's a great show, man.
Y'all were talking about Hodor.
Oh, yeah, Hodor. Hodor. Yeah, his backstory is very sad. I think that might have been one of the more sad moments of the entire
show.
No
one's got a sadder story than Sansa, man. She's got it rough.
I hate Sansa.
I mean, how could you not? She's just
a redhead one?
Yeah, she's just a victim the whole show.
Dude, I hate her.
I feel like she's just not loyal
her at the
to
end.
Her family, bro.
I liked her at the end, but like throughout the entire show, I hated her. Arya was like,
is Jon Snow dope?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like the whole time, though?
Everyone likes Jon Snow.
Jon Snow is dope.
Jon Snow, I would say, between Tyrion's everyone's favorite. Everyone's favorite.
Jon Snow's everyone's favorite.
Tyrion.
Daenerys.
Teneria. I'm just mixing all the names. Tyrion is everyone's favorite throughout the show. Mm-hmm. I would argue that to the grave.
Little
but
boy,
after
right?
that, yeah. After that is Jon Snow and then Daenerys. Yeah. Daenerys, they don't like her after.
Dude, did you see where Tyrion?
Yeah.
Like flipped out on Disney over this Snow White movie that they're making?
No.
Because they did like, they're doing like an Asian Snow White.
What?
But they're still doing the Seven Dwarves. And he lost his shit over it, bro.
Because he wasn't a dwarf?
No, he does not. He does not take roles. I mean, he doesn't take roles. He doesn't take stereotypical roles.
Yes. And he's like, you can like try to be all progressive and forward and push this Asian narrative, but you're still going to have the fucking Seven Dwarves living together in a cave?
What's his name? God, he is such a good...
Peter Dinklage?
Peter Dinklage.
I don't understand his anger. I don't understand his anger on
his
that.
Anger is, that's a...
It's a stereotyped role.
Yeah.
Instead of just like... Because the idea behind it is like, for the show, like for Game of Thrones... They could have just made it a frail, normal-sized person.
Yeah.
That it's like, yeah, it's still about your brains, not your brawn. But instead, he just was the best option, the best actor. It wasn't like, hey, we have to have a little person for this role.
Yeah.
And so I think what gets him bent out of shape is like, hey, see us as just normal people. There doesn't need to be stereotype roles of little people.
But
it's like
the problem
he wouldn't take a role as an Oompa Loompa.
Because I get that, but like...
The problem I have with it is every role is stereotyped to some degree, right? You need a cocky lawyer type.
Here,
so that's a stereotyped person. That's a stereotyped role, right?
Here's the issue. I don't understand with his argument. And like I said, I try to play devil's advocate on both sides. The story is Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. That's the story, right?
That's what it's been.
It's always been the Seven Dwarves. That's just what it is.
I think his argument is they're changing.
Yes,
they're
the Snow
changing
White, but
the
not
Snow
the
White. Dwarves. They're not changing the dwarf. They're changing the thing that's really not offensive, but not changing the thing that is kind of offensive.
I don't think the Seven Dwarves is offensive.
Here's what the most common reactions are to it is that one, you're giving seven roles to little people that may be in the acting game and not had a breakthrough yet.
Yeah.
And so this gives them that platform. So that's one argument I see a lot. The other argument is, Snow White and the Seven Regular Guys? Like, what do you want it to be? That's the story.
You also have to think about it from Disney's side. I never side with corporations because...
It's like doing Lion King with penguins. It doesn't make any fucking sense.
Never,
it's called Lion King.
I've never thought that a corporation has people's best interest at heart.
No.
But you got to also think about from their side, they're trying to make a blockbuster, as they always are. Yeah, you're trying to make a blockbuster. You're going to make Snow White Asian because it's inclusive now.
Yes.
And you're going to have seven dwarves. Let's go after the most famous dwarf and try to make this like the Rock of Dwarves. You know what I mean? Like
Snow White Rice.
You know what I mean? Like you're going to, it's almost like saying, hey, we think you're the best fit for this role. We're having dwarves as it because it's so in seven dwarves. Do you want this role?
Here's my flip side to this, to his like outrage, right? So what if they took, because they did this in The Hobbit. In The Hobbit, there's like a band of dwarves and a hobbit. And then Gandalf, a normal-sized person, some other people. But they took normal-sized people and made them little, like, visually for that role. So, at that point, is it, this is a stereotyped role, because we can hire, with technology, we can hire anybody we want for it. Yeah. It doesn't have to be a little person for this role.
I think his argument really is that he's got a problem, not so much with being cast because he's a little person or anything like that, because Game of Thrones does actually, it is in the books that it is going to be a little person, but the difference with his role in Game of Thrones is that's a very powerful main character with an actual storyline. It's not about him being a little person. There's times where it's mentioned, like his trial, he brings it up, it gets brought up throughout. I mean, you gotta bring it up, right? But that it's not how I meant it.
The little elephant in the room.
That's not how I meant it at all, but his argument is like he's actually playing a role based off of his acting ability,
not his you know, situation.
Not his stature.
Yeah,
but and I guess I think the thing is like the dwarves are silly, so he like if it was super serious, if it was a Snow White spun horror movie and it was seven like vicious ass dwarves, he'd be like, oh, this is cool.
I mean, it's the same problem.
Dude, that is a good idea. I should be at a table.
That is a. I would watch that.
Fucking table.
I tell you what, I'm not gonna rewatch the Snow White and Seven Dwarves. I'm not rewatching that. They made a horror movie. I'm gonna give that a
right point. Because there's this dark story with it. Anyways, this poisoned apple, this eternal slumber.
You could make that. Cinderella could be a low key horror story too. Not like a like.
They
a
could all be right.
Horror story. I mean, they're all based off some. I think you get a twisted thing.
Dude, Pinocchio. Think how scary you can make Pinocchio.
Oh, yeah.
Doll comes to life. Its nose grows.
The guy who invents him, are you going to kill me? Pinocchio goes, no.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be kind of cool. You know what I'm saying? That would be cool.
Like, that would be.
No, his nose grows immediately. Oh,
and up until that point, you think it's going to be like the upbeat, happy Disney style Pinocchio. Everything's like, oh, this is fun.
Yeah.
And he's like singing songs. He's making.
The inventor wakes up in the middle of the night. You just see Pinocchio's shadow. You don't even see the nose. You just see his shadow.
You just see the shadow of the nose in the doorway. You just see the nose.
Yeah. Oh my god!
See,
I think we can make scarier movies.
Forget the podcast game. I think we have a new thing to do. Anyway,
Pinocchio coming to a movie near you. Who can I email about Dexter? Be like, this is how you do it.
Showtime. They're running a Reddit thread right now. Showtime is asking people if they want another season of Dexter and who they would want to come back. It's so bad that they're creating Reddit threads trying to see if people are willing to withstand one more shit season. Don't get me going again.
Dude, I think I love whenever like corporations get on Reddit and they're like, yeah, we're going to do something positive on Reddit. And then they just get
reamed.
Demolished. Like the EA comment, you know what I'm talking about? It's the most downvoted comment. The most downloaded thing in all of Reddit. Have you guys seen it?
What is it?
So it was on Battlefront, the Star Wars game, the Battlefront ones.
Yes, two or one.
One of the ones that came out a couple years ago that two. Was online multiplayer. Is it Battlefront 2?
Two. I think two caught a lot of hate.
Okay, so it was the one that was it literally released and it was pay to win. Like,
yes, yeah.
Yeah, it was paid. Like, you could technically unlock everything, but, like, I think Darth Vader was, like, 70
yeah, the
hours
amount
of gameplay
yeah,
or something
the amount of
crazy.
Credits required.
Or 10 bucks.
Or 10 bucks. And Darth Vader was a better character.
Yeah, because the way that game is it's like Call of Duty or something, except there's game modes where it's, like, every, like, you can be, like, one of the, like, the badass Jedis, right?
Yeah.
Or, like, Boba Fett or something crazy. Like, the people you know. Otherwise, you're just like a little clone trooper or stormtrooper or clone trooper fighting each other.
Yeah.
But you could be those people. Well, they give you some, obviously, but the like Vader, there's ones that are just inherently substantially better.
They're just faster, have better I've never played the game, but I imagine they're just faster, have better abilities, whatever.
But yeah, bro.
And people were wrecking them on Reddit. And EA's account comments, and they were asking about like the loot boxes, the pay to win and everything. And EA comments was like, we've designed a system in which we reward players for hard work so they feel like they can actually earn stuff. Or, you know, if we also have it. So if you want to buy a crate or chest, whatever they called it, you can get lucky and get the character, whatever. And it got downvoted like 2 million times.
Yeah, that's tough.
2 million different people. Like, you can look it up and, like, see the comment. It's a lot more elaborate than that. A lot more corporately worded. But, like, it got wrecked.
It is hilarious wild,
to me. I'm going to look that up real quick.
See, the problem with Dexter, though, is, like, what do they do? They do an hour special remake of the last episode,
well,
you think?
Well, I have an idea of what I would do, but it just would be too much for you to understand it without watching it, I guess you could say. It's a lot. There is something they could do, but they're not going to do it. They're going to just stick to their guns.
He's back, guys. He faked his death again.
I don't think it'd be like he faked his death. I think it'd be like a dream sequence. Like it was.
Anytime they write something off as a dream, it's bullshit.
Yeah. I think that's what they would do is like a dream sequence.
This is not good.
There was a couple moments that he's had dream sequences without the show. This could fall into that category, but it's not gonna. They're sticking to their guns.
I would do an hour remake of the last episode because everything up until then was okay.
Decent.
Yeah.
I would say the season.
Like, you can't expect them to come out with a season of a show years later and it be like amazing anyways.
The season was a 7 out of 10. It wasn't great, but it was good enough. It was palpable enough.
But the ending, if the ending was
ruined it.
The ending ruined it. Ending made the last season made the whole season a 4 out of 10. I mean,
the last episode.
Yeah, the last episode made the last season a 4 out of 10.
I have the official post and comment.
Okay.
So the post says, this is the title. Seriously, I paid $80 to have Vader locked, and the post says, this is a joke. I'll be contacting EA support for a refund. I can't even play fucking Darth Vader. Disgusting. This age of microtransactions has gone way too far. Leave it to EA, though, to stretch the boundaries. This was in 2017. So EA responds and says, the intent is to provide players with a sense of pride and accomplishment for unlocking different heroes. As for cost, we selected initial values based upon data from the open beta and other adjustments made to milestone rewards before launch. Among other things, we're looking at average per player credit earn rates on daily basis, and we'll be making constant adjustments to ensure that players have challenges that are compelling, rewarding, and of course attainable via gameplay. I'm not reading the rest of it, but essentially that's what it said. And it got downvoted 670,000 times.
Jeez.
And then all the comments are, that's rich. Just be honest. The truth is, you know, very few people are going to sink a full work week into the game, and you're hoping that somebody is desperate enough to buy credits. And that's all the comments. Just, that's a shit response. You know, like, they got reamed. That's why everyone hates EA. I mean, that among other reasons, but, like,
that's tough.
That's
man.
A big one.
I think, like, turns out it's cool as long as it's cosmetic, but I think if you're, like, inherently giving somebody an advantage, that's where it gets problematic. You should still be able to grind for them. But look at it from a business standpoint, right? Yeah. Why would anybody buy something that they could get in 10 hours of just gameplay, right? So, like, there's got to be
a sweet
spot in there where it's, like, it's obtainable. It's going to take you probably a couple weeks of playing, you know, a couple hours here and there.
I like the Smite Rogue Company, Call of Duty even has it right. You know, like, you don't pay to win on those games. Like, Smite, you can pay for some things. You can pay to unlock all the characters, but it's a free game, and they give you 30 characters out of the gate, and there's 120 characters. So, like, and you can...
And they're on rotation, too. They'll swap around.
You can always try out new characters, and you can earn them from playing the game.
Yeah, buy them with an in-game currency you get just from playing inherently. Yeah.
The only thing, you can just fast pass it, pay $30 to get 120 characters. You put 60 hours into a game, at least you can do. That's how I look at it.
Yeah.
If I'm putting a substantial amount of the time into the game, the least I can do is give the developer some of my money.
Bro, speaking about substantial amount of time in a game, New World is apparently a hot dog pile right now.
Dude, they like disabled new characters being made for a while there. Did you see that?
Dude, it is terrible. Like, it is so bad. So, like, their first week, granted it was launched, so you're going to have a higher concurrent player, but there's a million people, and now it's down to, like, 87,000, I think.
I haven't played it since like mid-December.
Games are crashing, man. Cyberpunk, Battlefield, New World.
Dude, yeah. Battlefield got ranked the worst game of 2021.
Dude, yeah, Battlefield, I didn't play it, but it was apparently...
I played the beta, and I loved the beta.
You were hype, I remember that.
Yeah, I played the beta, and then when it released, it was 60, whatever. But if you had EA Access, you got 10 hours of free gameplay, and I'm like, I'll just make sure I like it before I spend $60 on it. So I downloaded it. It was a big game. I downloaded it. I could not even play a single game. That is how broken and non-op. And I have an okay
system,
computer.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing I don't have. There's no game I can't play. I've never ran into a game that I can't play.
Except for Battlefield.
But no, dude, I get on Battlefield. It's not optimized. I have two I have two buddies.
It's not optimized.
It's not optimized.
I have two buddies who have, like, even beefier PCs than me. Alan being one of them.
Alan's got that beefy PC.
He could not play it either. He paid for it, unfortunately. He couldn't play it either. And, like, that was the problem. Like, they probably have it fixed now, but, like, I don't even
know. It's too late.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not going to buy it.
Same thing with Cyberpunk. Everybody was excited. It came out. It failed. And now nobody wants it.
The community, I think the community had a lot to do with Cyberpunk failing, though. Because they did keep pushing it back. I will. I'm going to give credit on both sides.
Same thing happened to New World. They kept pushing it back, and the community, like, the fans are like, I want the game no matter what. And it gets to the point where it's like, you've changed dates 3 times now.
Yeah.
We are going to lose our shit if you don't put it out. And then you've got a manager that has no knowledge of gaming, but is like really good with business decisions. Is like, okay, there's a high need for this product. We have to get it out.
Yeah. And like that was like the problem with Cyberpunk and New World. Like exactly what you were saying. It's just like
apparently they fixed Cyberpunk and it's good. Yeah. No Man's Sky, that game that you love.
Oh my god. Apparently I was so mad about that game when it came out.
Was the exact same way. It was just
pretty fun now.
So bad when it came out, and now it's an amazing game.
I won't buy it now.
It's an amazing game now, apparently.
Robert
got that for you, didn't he?
I bought it for Robert.
That's what it is.
I bought it for Robert for his birthday or Christmas or something right after it first came out, and I gave it to him. And then, like, I'm looking at reviews, and it's talking about how fucking awful it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked Robert, and he's like, yeah, it's not really, like, you know what I mean? And I was mad because I paid $60 for it, and I'm like, I'm never paying. I don't care. And that's, like, my game. Dude, that's like what I should be playing right now as I show you all the tattoo of the planets on my arm.
Like, dude, I think you would really like the game.
I know.
It's fun, dude.
But like, it has such a stigma. I almost watched Interstellar the other day, but we didn't. So
you'll like that movie, too.
I talked Kayla into watching it at like 8:30, 8:45.
Oh, it's like 3 hours long, yeah.
I looked it up just because, like, I had to look up how long movies are before, you know. It was 3 hours long, and I was like, no, I'm not watching
it. It's one of those movies when you watch it, you're going to be like, I'm happy I watched that movie.
Yeah. I just didn't have 3 hours at 8:45.
It's been like 3 months, though, you know?
Been longer than that.
I mean...
been a while.
You know.
It's been
eventually, you're going to have to watch it.
So. I think the problem with games right now is they, for whatever reason, think that the fix... And I think it's just because it's all like corporate... You know, like, there's these huge companies now that are like... have their hands in so many different things instead of just gaming, where it's like... Or they're coming out with 5 AAA titles a year, opposed to, like, we're focusing on this one thing, going to make sure this one's amazing. So, through updates, there's, like, hundreds of bugs on most games when they come out, right? They try to fix them, but they never know.
Yeah.
And then, instead of now when they do updates, getting the low-hanging fruit, the super easy things to fix. Like, the thing where you change a 1 to 0 in coding, and it's fixed. Instead of getting all those together and fixing those and then coming out with an update that gains goodwill with the player base because they're like, okay, it's broken, but they're fixing it. We feel good about it. They're going to fix everything. They're like, everyone thinks the fix is to just put out more shit.
Yeah, just put out new
skins. Like, well, let's just add like 10 more things to it. Let's add new maps on a shooter. Let's add new weapons on New World. And like, they just add all this extra shit, and then it gets to the point where all those bugs are compounded.
Yeah. The Friday the 13th was really bad about that. They prioritized...
would be a sick game. Is it good?
It was. Yeah. They cut the servers on it because everyone quit playing it because they never fixed the bugs. So they had a timeline. I get why they did such a dumb thing. This is the last thing I'm going to talk about. But they did such a
dumb
thing.
What's that
one
game that you can... is like that, though?
Dead by Daylight.
That game's a better version of that because you can be all kinds of bad people, right?
Yes and no.
Yeah.
Yes and no. There was a better aspect to Friday the 13th. because there's more players. You could talk to the campers if you were Jason, and you could play as like 6 or 7 different Jasons. So you could be different. They each had different abilities and stuff like that.
Yeah.
The problem they had was they had a deadline under which they could release new content. And the game was a very stable game. There was nothing wrong with the game. There was some bugs here and there, some matchmaking bugs, some just minor glitches. But it was like, I played 60, 70 games of it, and I probably ran into like 3 glitches.
Yeah,
and like,
that's
I can't
bad.
Really complain about that. But they had a deadline to release new content. They had promised all this new content. And the reason they had a deadline, because the copyright, there was something wrong with the copyright. They spent the last year fixing the most minor bugs in the game that there was and not releasing any new content that they promised. And then the deadline came up and they're like, yeah, well, we can't release anything new for it. And everyone was like, fuck off. We're done.
Yeah. They're killing it, man. So. They're killing it dead.
But anyway, guys, that was it for this week's episode. Thank you for listening. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at 3GuysInTies. Thank you to our sponsor, The Nutty Job and the John City Mall. Use our promo code SCURVY10 for 10% off your entire order.
Good.
And we will catch you all next week. Thank you all again. Bye.
Goodbye.
Peace.